Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online's Channeling of the Week. Just a little information for you. Tomorrow, Wednesday at 3 p.m., we're going to have a meditation. I believe this week it's Linda. Last week she did a meditation, Healing the USA, and I believe tomorrow she's going to spread it to the rest of the world. It was really good and relaxing. I would advise you to tune into that and go in the archives and check out last week. And then at 5 o'clock, we have our call-in show, Messages, Healing, and Prosperity, where you can call in if you want a free reading, essentially. And as always, the information and the readings come from Divine Spirit. And if you don't have a question, you can just call in and see if there's a message from God waiting for you. And speaking of messages, Sunday we have our service, our Divinity Spiritual Online service at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we get the I'm a little tired, so excuse this, but we get messages from Divine Spirit for some of you listening on Blog Talk. So go check that out. The last few weeks, there have been messages for listeners. So that's always good, and the messages are helpful and very important. Friday at noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, we're having our Healing for All show, which is also a call-in show. So if you know anyone that needs a healing, please call in and get one. Really, it's that simple. Also, you learn a lot, and you can learn about how you could become a healer, too, if you'd like. Divinity Spiritual offers a bunch of classes. So tonight is our weekly channeling, and we have Joanne, who is an author, a teacher, a spiritual intuitive healer, spiritual artist, and so much more. She gave the message in Sunday service, and I want her just to tell you a little bit about that. I can help you remember that, Joanne, if you're having issues. How are you tonight? I'm kidding. That's my sister, too, so I'm allowed.
Hi, Jean. Thank you. I'm doing well, except for one of my dogs is barking in the background. She might hear him. You wanted me to talk about the message Sunday?
Yeah, do you recall it? I know you're very busy,
but I do recall it. So when I was getting the energy for the message, I felt the presence of Jesus, who I refer to as the Christ because it sounds like light, and I really, you know, one of the greatest things that I admire about his energy is that he was enlightened and of the light. So, and that's what the message was about. And when I started channeling his energy through, I saw an image of this white, dazzling, I call it diamond light from his heart with some gold light in it. And he asked it to those of us who were listening. And when we received the light, what the light did was to find all those points in our energy field that were of ego or were of darkness. Because being human, you know, we are not at the frequency of enlightenment yet, and that is because we have these lower frequencies within our energy fields. So this Christ light went into our energy field and just magnetized towards the places where there was darkness. And when I saw that happening, I saw that the Christ light started to transmute or change these dark areas to light. And the problem also with those dark areas, I was told, is they served as constriction points, so our energy doesn't flow smoothly. And when our energy doesn't flow smoothly, we're not as in as high of a frequency or vibration as we could be. So when the Christ light went in there and started transmuting or changing those dark areas in our energy to light, I then saw the most beautiful infinity-like loop from the above the head to below the feet, and it was the white, dazzling diamond light with gold around it, like the Christ light, and it was just moving and spinning so quickly. So what the Christ light did to our frequency was to release those dark areas and then get our energy moving really, really fast and help to raise the frequency. And it's beautiful when I do these channelings because I can see, you know, the symbols and the imagery. And this was really, really beautiful. So the whole idea is that we are always moving towards the light and releasing the shadow. And that really is our goal to ascend, to raise our frequency, is that we become more of the light and love that we are. And that's a summary, Jane, of the yesterday's message. Or
that was
Sunday's
really
message.
Good. I'm impressed you remembered it all. And I have a question for you.
I know, right? Okay.
Thanks. So I was obviously there. I accepted the Christ light. Now, could it possibly make you, let's say, in a better mood or happier from that?
Oh, 100%, because what it does is it releases those lower frequency energies. And what those are things like anger, guilt, shame, sadness, depression, all the lower emotions. And when that light just goes into your energy field and changes those lower emotions to higher frequency, then the higher frequency emotions are love, joy, happiness. So, yes, you would feel happier for sure.
Oh, that's really neat. I mean, at the time I didn't feel it, but when you were talking, I'm looking back, I'm like, hey, I really think that happened to me. I just seem to be lighter and in a better mood. So I'm very excited for who you channeled tonight and the information. For those of you out there, please share this information with not only those that you know will benefit from it, because I think everybody will, but just anyone that, you know, you think of, social media, whatever you want, we would appreciate it. Now, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to go on mute, Joanne.
Okay.
And then let me know when you're done. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jane. So, Jane, before we started the show this evening, that I was guided to put frankincense oil on before going on, because that helps to raise the frequency. So whoever is coming through really wanted the frankincense oil and the raise in frequency. I'm a little tired today too, like Jane, but the frankincense oil helps. So as usual, what I do is I just kind of feel the energy of who it is that's around me and the information. And tonight I feel really two presences. It's interesting. I do messages also where I go to the ocean. I feel the energy. And there was so many different types of light and energy coming into the planet today that I'm kind of not surprised that I'm getting more than one energy around me. But I think the main energy is Mary Magdalene. And I feel also the energy of the angels from the ninth dimension. And one of my favorite symbols to use is the energy of the rose. So I feel that somehow this is going to be incorporated together. Okay, so that feel the information coming through. And I feel Mary Magdalene. And I'm hearing the sisterhood of the rose, that there are a group of enlightened beings, enlightened souls, whose place or whose role is to open up the heart center, and they use the energy of the rose. So she is here with a crystalline rose, and I've done a similar meditation before with this. So we'll see if this is, you know, the same one, because if it's repeated, then it's very important, or if it's something that's different. Okay. All right, so she's here with a rose and also lapis, blue light. And she said that both of these frequencies, the red and the blue, when combined, make purple or violet, and they are the most balancing energies that exist. Both the rose and the lapis are very high frequency energies of the divine feminine. And she would like to offer you the energy of the rose and the energy of the lapis in order for you to balance your energy and increase the divine feminine while balancing the divine masculine within you. Because each male and female have divine feminine and divine masculine. In order to live a life that is good and filled with light, these energies need to be balanced. So she says these are two of her favorite tools to use to help to balance people's energy. The rose is symbolic of the Mother Creator, of the heart of the Creator, of love and of light. And the lapis is of the divine feminine, purified energy that helps to calm, balance, and restore the nervous system in order to best receive the energies of the rose. So she is handing to you a red rose and a lapis. The red rose goes into your left hand and the lapis into your right. So if you'd like to accept these, please do so now. And she is sending an energy. I see her kind of focusing with her mind and her heart, but mostly this beautiful light coming out of her heart. And it's energizing the rose, and it's energizing the lapis in your hand. So this energy from the rose and the lapis is now energizing you. It's going into your cells and into your DNA fibers, and it's cleaning out, just like the Christ light did in the message I gave on Sunday. This energy, this love energy from the rose, the divine feminine, calming, balanced, and restorative energy of the lapis, are going into your DNA and are cleaning your DNA of any shadow, any lower emotional thoughts or energies that have attached there that are keeping you from ascending and feeling the love that you have within your heart and living from that love. The Sisterhood of the Rose there, one of the main things that they do in the Sisterhood of the Light is they work on the heart center and do all energy clearings to remove any restrictions, any traumas, any sadness that's in the heart center, because that is the main instrument through which love energy flows. And love energy is the energy of divinity, of the Creator, of the Mother, and is one of the highest frequencies we can attain while on the planet. So please feel and know that your DNA is being cleansed with the vibrations from the rose, the vibrations from the lapis, and the vibrations from the heart from Mary Magdalene. And your body is now, your energy is being filled with the most beautiful light, the most beautiful vibrations. It's like the most beautiful music, because there's a point where light and sound, music, and color are one. They merge together. So your DNA now is starting to light up these beautiful, multicolored, like rainbow colors, and it's playing music like an instrument in the most beautiful symphony, part of the symphony of creation. This is happening because your DNA is being cleansed of all that which kept your DNA from playing music, which kept your DNA from emitting this beautiful light, which was holding you back from being the love that you are. So now, please feel the energy of love and light and high-frequency music and color. Fill your being and flow around it. And I am also going to use the infinity symbol, but mine is going to be with colorful light. that balances and restores all of your energetics. They are referred to by some as chakras, but they just your energetics of your total being. And they're aligning those energetics to the Creator and to the highest and best in your life so that you are now moving into a higher frequency level. You will now understand better and feel more what it is like to live from the heart, what it's like to live from love, because your DNA has been cleansed and your overall energetics of your body, the frequency has been increased. So the things that have now left you is much of your worry, much of your sadness. In fact, you could let all of it go if you are willing to. All of your trauma, anything that made you feel less than, unworthiness, lack of deserving, any lack, can now just be transformed into the beautiful music and light and symphony of the universe by the frequencies being sent to you from the rose, the lapis, and from my heart, if you choose to receive them and let them go. Because remember, in all times, you are in control of your energy. You are the master creator of your soul. You're the master creator of your reality. And so you choose to accept whatever energy I send to you and use it for your highest and best, you see? And the angels of the ninth dimension are here with me as well. We work together as a team. And they are of a golden light. And now I will step back and let them give to you these golden harmonics and energy that align you to the Mother, Father, Creator, and also help to bring you to your highest and best. So if you would just visualize these beautiful angels around you, and they're golden, and they radiate this golden light that's just so beautiful, so calming, so reassuring, so strengthening and powerful. And they are sending this to you from your crown down through your energy field to your feet and beneath your feet. So now your energy field is glowing with a golden light. And this golden light is restoring you and helping to kind of reboot you like a computer to return to the magnificence of your spirit and to remind you, to give you memories that you are a spirit within a body and that you can live from the spirit of love, the spirit of light, the spirit of eternal consciousness, pure consciousness. This is the goal of ascension, and this is who you are. So the angels and I have worked with you this evening to help you realize the true nature of your soul. And it is magnificent. Do not let anyone tell you you're anything less than magnificent, because that is not truth. That is not of the Creator. That is not of love. That is not of light. So we have worked with you tonight to redirect your energy to your truth, your love, to your light, to your alignment with the Creator, and the just the well of goodness and light and love that is within you. It's everlasting, ever flowing, and it is your true nature. So we hope that you are able to take in the energies we sent you and that it helped to raise your vibration and served as a reminder to how magnificent you are, because you are a child of light. You are a child of divinity, and you are, your true nature is love and light. So I am Mary Magdalene, and I am with the angels of the ninth dimension, and we thank you for being here tonight and being part of the change to return humanity and the planet Earth great light and love. Thank you. Okay, Jane.
Wow, that was incredible. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Miriam Magdalene. I was just looking down at the information for the show tonight, and they have these things. I don't know what they're called right now, but I at the bottom it says Channeling Christ, Mary Magdalene. That's pretty cool. I don't know. But also something that's pretty neat is that I was asking for, or not asking, popped in my head, Divine Feminine today. So I think I was getting a heads up. That was outstanding. Thank you, Joanne.
Oh, thank you. You got the heads up before I did. I just kind of got it at the chat here. Good job.
Yeah, crazy. It's one of the perks of this job, you know, Producer Jane, as I get all this great stuff now. So it's awesome. All right, Joanne,
yeah.
I mean, pardon me, is there anything that you want to add or explain, or are you good?
No, I think that was good. I think it was the raising of the frequency and the reminder that we are children of the light, of divine spirit, and that we truly are magnificent and our true nature is love and light. And that's the message that my soul wanted to get out this evening. And I think that's it.
All right. And just for you listening out there, go look for Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday service 10:31. That will really help you too, the message from Sunday that Joanne gave. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And those of you who have called in, it's not a call-in show, but thanks for listening. And if you would like, you can call back tomorrow at 5 p.m. for a reading, and Friday at noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time for a healing. Again, Joanne, thank you. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you, Producer Jane. You do good work.
Yep, you got it. Yep, thanks. I have a pretty
thank
good boss, so it all works out. All right, Joanne, I'll talk to you later, and I will see everybody hopefully tomorrow. Have a great night. Take care, everyone.
Have a nice night. Bye.
You are seen, you are heard, you